Voyager software patch, Darwin vindicated, and Lake Mead's record low. NASA engineers extended Voyager 2's mission by at least a year through a software patch that redistributed power usage. A repair executed on a spacecraft that has been in space since 1977 and is now more than 19 billion kilometers from Earth. Each communication requires roughly 17 hours of light travel time each way, making the round-trip delay approximately 34 hours. The engineering challenge of remotely patching software on a near 50-year-old spacecraft at the edge of the solar system, under those communication constraints, is difficult to overstate. MIT physicists used ultra-fast laser experiments this week to capture two coexisting electronic phases in a quantum material simultaneously, in real time, observing how those phases rebuild through fundamentally different mechanisms after disruption by a laser pulse. The finding that quantum materials can exist in multiple phases at once, competing or coexisting depending on conditions, is the basic science underlying quantum computing hardware and next-generation superconductors. Understanding how those phases rebuild dynamically is the kind of foundational knowledge that eventually shows up in actual devices. A 150-year wait ended in Nature Communications this week. Charles Darwin observed a Saxifraga plant species in 1875 and theorized it was digesting insects. Researchers confirmed that the plant does trap, digest, and absorb nutrients from insects. Passive carnivory without the active trapping mechanisms of a Venus flytrap, which made experimental confirmation subtler and slower to achieve. Darwin's observational instincts continue to prove prescient across a remarkable range of biological questions. Lake Mead, the largest reservoir in the United States by volume, and the water supply for roughly 40 million people across Nevada, Arizona, California, and Mexico, has hit its lowest recorded level. A record low in August, peak demand season, means no buffer before winter refill. The Colorado River Compact governing water allocation among seven states was written in the 1920s based on flow rates that turned out to be unusually high for that era. Structural overallocation combined with sustained drought is producing a water accounting crisis with no clean political solution. Public health warnings closed out the week on a serious note. 9 Vibrio vulnificus infections and 5 deaths in Louisiana in 2026 have already exceeded the 10-year annual average, with peak warm water season still ongoing. The flesh-eating bacteria thrives in warm coastal waters, and its northward expansion in recent years tracks directly with Gulf Coast temperature increases. Separately, a Cyclospora outbreak is threatening lettuce growers across North America. Cyclospora is a waterborne parasite, and outbreaks without a clearly linked source across multiple growing regions suggest either a contaminated irrigation source or gaps in produce traceability infrastructure.